Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, July 11th, 2012 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am today recording at SANS Fire in Washington, D.C. First up, of course, Microsoft's Apache Tuesday. As expected, we received 9 bulletins. However, in particular, this month, we also received 2 interesting advisories in addition to the bulletins that you should not overlook. So let me start with those. The first one is fix it to disable the Windows sidebar and gadgets. This is a user interface feature introduced in Windows Vista, and it allows users to install little applets that will run on the desktop directly or in the sidebar. The feature itself could be used to install malicious applications. So by itself, with the applets that are delivered by default, there isn't really a problem here, but some administrators wanted more control to prevent users from accidentally installing malicious code on the system, and this fix-it will turn off this feature. So it's not really a bug, it just gets rid of a feature that some people are not willing to accept the risk for. The second advisory places 28 different intermediate Microsoft SSL certificates on the untrusted list. This is in addition to the certificates that were marked untrusted as a result of the Flame malware incident. Microsoft states that it is not aware of any misuse of these certificates, but that internally Microsoft didn't store these certificates in accordance with its own standards, and it revokes them as a precaution. But with that, let's move on to bulletins. First one, MS-12-043 fixes the XML vulnerability that was made public last month. The patch fixes XML core services 3, 4, and 6, but not 5, which was released as a component of Microsoft Office 2003. And as the bulletin states, it has to be fixed as a patch to Office 2003. Now, Office 2003 is in the extended support phase of its lifecycle. Security updates may still become available for it. We marked this one as patch now because it has already been actively exploited. MS-12-044 is the usual Internet Explorer rollup patch, but it does not address anything that's currently out there and exploited, so no surdays being fixed here, which is why we just call this one critical. Certainly, this would be an important target. MS-12-045 addressed an issue with ActiveX data objects, similar to these Internet Explorer vulnerabilities, that could lead to arbitrary code execution as the logged-in user. MS-12-046 brings back the DLL loading issue. Now, we have seen numerous patches that relate to this issue in the past. What happens here is that if a user opens an application while the user's current directory is an untrusted directory, then an attacker may have placed a DLL in that directory that the application may load if a system DLL is not available in one of the standard spots. This one is particularly interesting because it fixes a DLL that's related to Visual Basic, VBE6.dll. This particular DLL is frequently packaged with third-party applications. If you install a Visual Basic application, that DLL may have come with the application. So you may have numerous copies of this DLL. Microsoft will only patch the one that it delivered as part of Windows, so you may have to check for any other stray VBE6.dll files that you have sitting around. MS-12047 is the monthly kernel driver patch. These vulnerabilities allow for local privilege escalations, and we have them pretty much every month. They require that a user is already logged in. MS-12048 is getting a little bit more interesting. It fixes a vulnerability that is triggered if the user opens a file with a specially crafted name. The file may arrive as an email attachment. So you receive an email attachment, and the exploit is actually the file name, not the content of the file necessarily. I don't have any details yet as to what the file name looks like, but I wouldn't be surprised if it involves these tilde style file names that we sort of see as a leftover of the old 8.3 character file names. MS-12049 fixes an issue with TLS. Sounds a lot like the Beast issue because it fixes some of the block ciphers. Now, Microsoft already released a patch for the Beast issue earlier this year, but this one may provide some additional fixes for this basic problem. And then MS-12050 covers a number of Microsoft server software offerings like SharePoint, and it fixes cross-site scripting vulnerabilities that could be used to escalate privileges. Finally, MS-12051, a patch actually only for Office for the Mac. Turns out that Office for the Mac has some weak file permissions that could be used to trick a user into running code, but it would require that another user that's logged in on the system would replace those files. And essentially what the patch does is that it fixes the permissions so users can't necessarily replace these files without admin privileges. Well, and this is it for Microsoft, and it's also it for our podcast. I'm already running quite a bit over. As far as Fire goes, we had a couple of interesting talks today about hacking cars and web application security. The slides and in some cases video demos will be made live on the Internet Storm Center website. Look for the presentations link within the next couple of weeks. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.